Well, basically, I feel that the NHS really did save my life. I woke up one Saturday morning in Manchester when we were away for a weekend with a rash. Came back home to the Midlands, and after 2 weeks of being in my local hospital, baffling the doctors and specialists about what was causing the rash and some other symptoms, I was transferred to a specialist hospital. Being 34 weeks pregnant as well, obviously, was a major factor. And I was transferred to another hospital where they did further tests and realised that I had a problem with my heart. I didn't actually feel that unwell, and I had no concept of how unwell I actually was until really when I arrived at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham and saw some consultants there who wanted to deliver my baby that evening. And then I realised that I must have been really quite poorly.
I'm Sarah Thorne, consultant cardiologist at University Hospital Birmingham. I run the regional high-risk cardiac pregnancy service. We're a multidisciplinary team. So with the consultant obstetrician, the consultant obstetric anaesthetist, we decided that Lisa needed delivering that night, but that we were concerned enough about her heart that we should take her over to the cardiac intensive care unit and put in a balloon pump, which is something to support the heart function, before we delivered the baby. And because Lisa was so poorly, we elected to deliver her in our cardiac theatre suite so that the baby could then be transferred to the neonatal unit and we could take the best care we could of Lisa. It's only about twice a year that we have to pull out all the stops in this way and get together such a large team of people. And Lisa was more special than that because of the equipment that we had to use. It was really the icing on the cake for such a diverse team. It was a very challenging situation to be having to use this procedure for the first time in such an unforeseen, dramatic situation to save someone's life.
So on that Friday night, they delivered my baby, Jess, who is now 7 weeks old, by emergency C-section using a general anaesthetic.
I'm Dr. David Riddington. I'm a consultant anaesthetist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham. I anaesthetised Lisa on the Friday night that her baby was born, and again 24 hours later for the insertion of the device that saved her life. The reason that Lisa got better and went home, and the reason that her baby has got better and gone home, is because of the best features of the NHS. That is, groups of individuals who have high degrees of expertise being brought together to work as an effective team and to accomplish an absolutely marvellous task. I think that it's the strength of the NHS that when patients are very ill and they really do need the very best of care, then the NHS delivers it for them.
Only now do I know that I was really very unwell and very close to death. I had a 50-50 chance of survival using the implant of the LVAD pump, which supports the left side of your heart and basically does the job of the left side of your heart for you. In the week that followed, miraculously, my heart seemed to start to recover. And so after a week, they decided to take me off the LVAD pump and let my heart work for itself. And luckily, take me off the heart transplant list. My heart is nearly back to normal. It's functioning at a 60 to 65% rate. And normality, they say, is anything from 70. So everybody is completely stunned and very pleased with the way that my heart has recovered. The doctors have advised me not to have any more children, but believe me, with Jess and Alex at home, two is more than enough.
I'm Justin Clark. I'm a consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist at the Birmingham Women's Hospital. I was the consultant on call the evening that Lisa was admitted. I think in the NHS, in all our various specialties, we're all used to dealing with, if you like, our bread and butter work. But I think the great thing about the NHS is that when you do get the extremely rare and for example, in this case, the condition that Lisa had, peripalatal cardiomyopathy, is of the order of 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50,000 pregnancies, to my knowledge. I think that clearly they require huge amount of resource and expertise to have a hope of ultimately resulting in a good outcome. And I think the great thing for me is that in these situations, it's always very easy to get hold of the senior colleagues you need, the wide range of expertise you need, whether people are on call or not. There's never a question over resources. It's funny, in sort of elective work and trying to formulate your own services, you're often fighting for resources. But in these acute cases, the NHS is really second to none. I think there was never a question over resources, what we could have, what we couldn't have. The ultimate aim was obviously to save Lisa's life and her baby's. So I think, you know, that is something that I think we should be proud of with our NHS. Obviously, the NHS was set up so that it should be free at the point of need, and that, I think complex cases in particular illustrate that, because I think if you were a patient unfortunate enough to face this sort of extremely frightening and rare condition that Lisa had to elsewhere in the world, it may be that, you know, you're asked for your credit card, it wouldn't be free. And I think that, again, this is something that, you know, is a founding principle of the NHS and something that I think as a country we should be extremely proud of.
Having never been in hospital before, apart from the birth of my son 2.5 years ago, this whole experience has really made me see how fantastic the NHS can be when you really need it. Whether it be, you know, my consultant waking me up at 7:10 every morning to see how I am and coming back to see me at 6 p.m. just to make sure the day's gone well. Whether it be the midwives keeping a diary for me of my baby's progress during the days when I was seriously ill and couldn't play any part in her life. Or whether it simply be the critical care team making sure that all of my cold drinks were in their fridge and making sure that I had everything that I really needed. There were a lot of people who went above and beyond the call of duty, and all I could say to them is thank you. Since coming out of hospital, people keep saying to me how lucky I am, but I do feel I was unlucky in that I somehow contracted this virus that nearly killed me. But at the same time, I do realise that I was extremely lucky to be at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital at the right time, with the right people surrounding me and looking after my care. And ultimately, I'm lucky to be alive today.